Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Five now, quarter till eight. Tommy Tucker, WWL, in case you've lost track. And I think if you're working from home, you may have, or just quarantined. It is Thursday, March 26th. It seems odd that I would actually have to remind people of that, but these are different times indeed. Now, I'm a native New Orleanian. Sometimes I drop my R's, so this is going to be very difficult for me to welcome in Dawn Starnes, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB. Good morning, Dawn. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, and good job on the R. You did great.
Well, you know, it's confusing because I'm liable to say darn Starnes. And anyway, tell me about the impact of COVID-19 on small businesses, and I guess it's changed a lot from 10 days ago.
Wow, has it? You know, everybody's watching this thing just, you know, change every day, it seems like. But we're really hopeful that we're kind of hitting that stride of the 15 days. The president, you know, said, you know, 15 days to stop the spread. And we're hopeful that we're getting there, and we're going to hopefully see some good results at the end of the 15 days. But businesses have told us, 74% of businesses across the state, across the country, have told us, you know, they're affected by this. There's just a few, you know, just a small percentage that's been able to kind of fit into that criteria of critical infrastructure type businesses that have been able to stay open. So it changed significantly in 10 days from the time we went out to survey our members. And, you know, we did have about, you know, 6% telling us they were affected and worried about it, to about, you know, 55%. So it's just, you know, it's amazing how quickly it changed and how quickly small business owners have been forced to adapt to it. You know,
I don't want to get too far in the weeds on this, but the 5% that are positively impacted, I don't know that that's necessarily a bonus. If it's something that is, you know, used up, I guess, you know, gasoline, whatever, I don't know that the demand for that would go up. If anything, it may drop with people working from home. But for all the toilet paper, for an example, that people are buying, the stores may be selling it now, but that's less they're going to sell in the future, right? Because people will have it and use it for a long time.
Exactly. I mean, people, that's why, you know, everybody was saying, you know, don't hoard things, shop on a weekly basis. That's good for the supply chain, good for the economy, keep things, you know, rolling along. You know, I think our members who, you know, potentially positively impacted by it are just in, you know, just in industries that, you know, some industries, you know, I hate to use the word benefit, it's not the right word, but, you know, when certain
it's temporary.
Temporary.
The point I'm making is, I guess it's temporary, right? Because while it's crowded now and people are hopefully not, but some are still in panic and hoard mode, you could be able to fire a cannon in some of these grocery stores after all of this is over, because everybody's going to have everything they need.
Everybody's going to have stocked up on everything they need other than their perishable goods. So, right. I mean, I think that's exactly right. So, well, you know, I think anything like this is just like we are, you know, very hopeful that this is temporary in the sense of this, you know, the economy being kind of shut down as it is. But we've been staying in contact with the governor's office. They've been working very hard to put together programs for business and be there for business to answer questions for everybody, from the Department of Revenue to Department of Labor, that's been a really positive relationship, and we appreciate the leadership. You know, we don't always agree with the governor on all the policy issues, but his team and he have done what we believe to be at this point a really good job of keeping people informed, you know, because information is power in a situation like this.
It is, and along those lines, and we'll pick it up here when we come back. There are so many variables. What's the old thing? If you fail a plan, you plan to fail. I don't know how you can plan when, you know, we're hopeful that after the 15-day period runs out that things change, unless you know something we don't. I don't know that that's guaranteed at all. And right. In terms of planning, employees, we'll talk about that stimulus plan as well that the House should pass today. It is currently 7:50. 10 before 8, and it's time to look at traffic here on WWL. 7:55, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker talking about small businesses, the effect of corona on them with Dawn Starnes, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Dawn, we were talking before about planning. Are you privy to any information that we don't have about the 15-day period, and are we back to normal after that?
No, I think it, you know, I wish we had a crystal ball, and we don't. You know, we are just currently abiding by the governor's, you know, executive order that put shelter in place through April 13th. You know, we're hopeful that the president will provide some good news to the country after the 15 days that he had put in place as a kind of a measuring stick, and we'll hopefully see that curve begin to flatten so that our economy can get back. But the biggest part of that is, you know, the passage of the CARES Act last night, the final phase three of might not be final. Hopefully it will be, but of the recovery for coronavirus, for small business workers, people, you know, everybody. And, you know, we're very optimistic about how it looks, the provisions that we were concerned about. The United States Senate worked closely with our federal team to be sure small businesses' needs were met in that bill, and they were. You know, there are some provisions that are a little concerning, but we'll work through those as we go through the process.
One thing I didn't get, Dawn, if I might jump in here for a second, was the aid to the small business in form of a tax credit, because that's not going to help them with cash flow, is it?
Well, that's not, but well, and it will eventually, you know, the hard part with the tax credit and the reason why we never support them is because of the paperwork associated with them. Mm-hmm. That right now, what we understand is the Department of Labor is working through some forms and guidance and the things they need to put into place to make it easy, because that's always been our big concern, even with the paid sick leave mandate that passed last week, you know, providing paid sick leave to try to keep workers working. That was the part that for us was just so onerous. You know, you cannot ask a small business owner to go through all of the paperwork hoops that are associated with a lot of these type of programs.
It would keep workers earning, not working, right? Because they're on sick leave.
Right. Keep them. Yeah, okay. That's right. Keep them. Right. Exactly. That's a good clarification. So keep them covered with, you know, financially. And so, so we were real concerned about that. But we've been assured that the process is working and they're going to make it, you know, as you know, simplified as possible.
We run out of time, if I can. I'm sorry. I was just going to ask you about the CARES Act.
Yeah.
76% of small businesses negatively impacted. What do they need? And what does the CARES Act give them?
It gives them an injection of cash in the form of a forgivable loan for up to 8 weeks. And, you know, that will help them be sure they cover, you know, their salaries, their, you know, their insurance benefits, their retirement contributions, all those things. That is, the goal is to keep all of those things covered, their payroll, their rent, all their bills, so that they can, you know, and they can do a loan for longer, but there will be an 8-week forgivable period to that loan, and that will be huge for small business because so many of them are already operating with such a thin margin. They don't want to take out, you know, another loan like a traditional SBA disaster loan or emergency loan. This forgivable piece is what they need to really feel comfortable about being able to get back and get open.
And we're not interchanging 0% interest and forgivable here, are we? What would make it forgivable?
At the end of it, so keeping that, they'll have to, you know, provide some reporting, provide the information showing that they've kept their payroll, showing that they've kept their bills up, all that. And then they'll be, you know, it'll be forgiven at the end of 8 weeks. And so, and then, like I said, they can, you know, request more, which will be at a very low interest rate. We're hearing those interest rates will be below 4%. So we're hopeful on how that'll, the details will be worked out this week. And we encourage small business owners to check the SBA site, check our site, NFIB.com, and look for those updates. As the bill passed last night, it'll be going to the House.
We're out of time. I hope you can come back. Please, please come back. We'll be back, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.